It is The Riots on Radio U. This is our podcast for President's Day, and get ready for a President's Day party.
We got a lot included in this, all right?
President's Day party.
We talk about mattresses. We talk about towels.
And, like, just as a side note, have you guys written a letter to your favorite president yet? Should write them a letter and send it, if they're still alive, of course.
Yes. If not, I don't know what you do then.
If not, you take it to their graveside. It's a long drive, but
awkward.
You drop it off. It's cool.
Is Nikki... like George Washington in care of heaven.
Drop it in the mail. Did he go to heaven? We don't know.
Don't know for some. So. All right.
Let's see. Lots of catching up in the podcast today. We talk about how Nikki did with Mario Galaxy.
Yep.
Birthdays and eighth grade Nikki. That Nintendo Switch we talked about last week. Some shocking details about that. The fight for air climb. How to succeed in the morning.
It's a list.
We've got a real list we're excited about.
I was just saying, I think there's three on the list, wasn't it? And I hated
it was
all
three
of them.
And we hated, yeah. And then we also talk about horse meat and Hitler.
Okay.
So you guys enjoy all of the podcastiness. Nikki and I will just be here doing what we do.
You enjoy this.
Yeah.
Forget Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. You're always welcome to email as well, riot@radiou.com, if there's ever something you catch story-wise that you think should make sure to cover in the podcast.
Hey, just a complete side note, I got to tell you that a big chunk of what I'm going to be doing today is beginning the process of getting ready for Radio U's spring fundraiser. You guys listen to our podcast. Of course, it's free. In Radio U, we stream everything free. Everything's free all the time, but significant cost on the back end to make that possible. And so we could really use some help. If you've never given to Radio U, you should really think about it.
Learn more about doing it.
Yeah, go to radiou.com/donate. You can give right there. And help keep Radio U doing what it does, which is what makes this podcast a possibility.
Do you want to do that before, or like, if I'm afraid if you get to the end of the podcast and you're like, well, there's no need to give for that.
Let's
maybe if you hit pause and go to learn more about it first.
Well, it's one of those things where you'll give now believing that it's going to be good.
That it's going to be a wonderful podcast.
I support the mission of the station. The podcast, however, leaves a little bit to be desired.
Just in case maybe today's not our best.
Who said it's our best?
It could be.
It's just a day. Can it just be a day?
Sure.
Does it have to be the best day?
No, it's just a Monday.
You know, you put a lot of pressure on it to make it the best day, and all of a sudden, what are we going to do? We're so nervous. And it would have been the best day, but it
sure.
can't be now.
Well, that's at radiou.com/donate.
All right. Enjoy and have a great day. Bye-bye.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them, it actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Dude, we are throwing the biggest party. You don't even know. Oh, my gosh.
Of course, mattresses are sale during our party today.
It is.
There's a sale going on.
Mattravaganza on The Riot.
Is there anything else for President's Day that we might cover today, or is it mostly mattresses?
Boy, I don't know. Would it be great if Steam was having a sale or something? Now, that'd be something.
No, it's always like literally housewares, like towels and stuff. I don't know why that works with President's Day, but it's not anything that you want for fun.
You know, Nikki, I wasn't going to go over this, but I went ahead and I'm checking Slick Deals, and it looks like Kohl's is having a mystery savings sale. So the mystery is... Are you saving anything at all?
Well, the mystery is it on anything you need or want?
I can already answer that. No. The
answer's no.
It's like, I mean, unless you need some towels.
Could be.
But you know what? Towels seem like something stupid that your parents would buy until you need a towel.
Yes, they buy on President's Day.
On President's Day.
When you're not doing that.
Your parents are out right now buying towels. Early. You know
well,
what?
You got to get there for the savings.
It's funny you say that. Do you know that Macy's is having a sale on towels? It's right here. 5 for $20.
Told you.
Is that good?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We last bought towels at Costco and it's a giant one and you only need really one or two to alternate, but that's it.
It's weird that we're talking about this because I actually did buy towels recently out of Costco. They weren't on sale. Their everyday price was a President's Day price.
Well, President's Day,
happy
everybody.
Happy President's Day. Woo! I'm so pumped. Oh, my my gosh! Now, are you getting the President's Day cake, or did Michael, was he supposed to pick it up on his way
ordered.
In?
It's ordered. Someone must pick it up on the way in.
All right. Well, I definitely brought
these stars and stripes of, we've alternated all the different colors of cakes and icing and stuff, so.
It's exciting. And I will tell you guys, too, I have my President's Day cosplay out in the car, which I'll definitely be putting that on later, so. Whew. Man, like, the number of festivities, it's just crazy. I'm so excited.
Crazy like the sales.
Oh, huge. Huge.
I hate presents.
Nikki, 5 for $20.
I know.
5 for $20.
On towels. That's great.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Over the weekend, I wasn't the only one that spent a lot of time with video games.
I did.
Nikki, for her birthday on Friday, received an Amazon gift card and Super Mario Galaxy 2.
So Super Mario Galaxy 2 is probably growing up my favorite game.
And
I haven't played it in forever, and I forget why it came up when we were talking about it like a month ago.
I don't know.
Every so often, randomly, we'll talk about Mario Galaxy 2. It was the top games of like forever.
Wasn't when we were watching all that Nintendo Switch stuff, we saw the Mario game and you kept saying like, oh, I want to play Mario Galaxy.
See, we always bring it up. I think every time.
It comes up a lot.
So on Friday, I had to borrow a Wii. I haven't had a Wii in forever.
So you broke into your parents' house.
My parents are gone. I snuck into their house and I had to have Eric grab the Wii stuff. The problem is the Wii cable.
Yeah.
Which we used to have like a Woo cable, which was the generic
version. You don't have a Woo cable anymore?
I don't have a Wii cable anymore. And my parents had it fed through the wall.
Oh my gosh.
So Eric would have had to remove the TV off the wall to actually get a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't want to do that for Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. So we then had to find a place that actually sold the component cable for a Wii, which is old.
Right.
And that was harder to find than I thought it would be
any doubt.
Without Eric going, you know, like, lots of distance away.
So, did you find it?
He finally found one at Best Buy, which had a cable that worked for it.
And that probably only cost 3 times more than the game did.
It was $20. Okay, it was the price of the game.
The game was $20.
Price of the game. So, it was just like, we can't get this thing. It's so old, like you can't get this thing to actually work. So we finally got the cable, and I had forgot something called a nunchuck, which is the other half of the remote, back at my parents' house.
I
had updated the Wii, like done the system updates, which it had not done in years.
Right.
And then I went to start the game, and it's like, oh, you need the nunchuck. I almost threw a fit. I almost had a really hard time with it. Went back to my parents' house, grabbed the nunchuck, and then finally got back and played Friday night and Saturday night Mario Galaxy 2.
So, okay. First off, I want you to know that I have a lot of sympathy for that because that feels like every experience I ever have when I sit down to play anything.
When I saw that nunchuck thing, I was like, come on! I just want to play this thing.
My roommates always make fun of me because they're like, anytime I sit down to do something, it never works.
No.
Like, not at first anyway.
And I just have a hard time with, like, now, if you want something, you just, like, it's there or it can be delivered within an hour.
Right.
Or you were very spoiled with it. And to find a component cable for something that's very old.
Not easy.
And yeah, I could order on Amazon, but I wanted to play that weekend and it wasn't something I could have delivered right then and there. So it was very like, don't have a temper tantrum.
That's too bad. If I had thought about that, I have a couple. I actually have more than one. Yeah, because it's a long story, but.
It was hard. So it was fun, though. I'm not as good as I used to be playing Mario Galaxy 2. And I get more stressed out about it than I used to. I think I had more fun.
Really?
Back then.
Do you feel like you really wanted to do well?
I did. And I had some problems in some areas. And I actually told myself, like, Nikki, come on. Get in the game. What are you doing?
Come on.
And then, like, your wrist and your arm hurts because you're not used to playing.
Well, you know what, Nikki? It's time to get back on board. You
got to
start working it.
Yes. So I plan to put some time in.
Yeah.
And you know what,
today,
Bowser.
Today, I think we'll just get you some, like, 2 or 3 pound weights, and, like, you just need to be making the motions, because we got to get the joints forearm strengthened and stuff, so you're ready to play again.
But the second that Mario Galaxy 2 went on, I thought, oh, this is a memory.
It is great. Did you get the bee suit? I think the bee suit's my favorite.
I don't think I got to that part yet.
It's that part where Mario's a bee, and you just hold down the A button, he's like...
I told you, I had some problems. I'm not close to that yet.
We're still
in the early galaxies.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Finally, I think we could get Nikki what she's actually looking for her birthday. Did you see this? There's a private island in the Florida Keys.
I would love an island. Now, I don't have a lot to spend. What can you get me for not a lot of money?
Under $7 million.
Well, that's expensive.
The thing is, like, that's their asking price. Like, sure. I'm sure we can get them down to 6.5.
And then can I use the property to make some money, you know, like a hotel or something? Or
I suppose you could. It's not a very big island.
An Airbnb.
It's completely self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Also, it's a 3-bedroom villa. It's off the grid. It runs on solar panels. It's got its own desalinization tanks or whatever. It's got a freshwater pool. That would be cool. Air conditioning. That's high speed.
I always thought that'd be a must.
High speed internet.
Hey, that's good.
And a rooftop platform. I don't know what that means exactly. What do you come in by helicopter? Is that what they're saying?
Maybe. Or
oh my gosh, it actually.
It looks so nice. I'm looking at pictures. I want a vacation.
Doesn't that look fantastic?
It does.
3 floors, this villa. And it's got everything you need. Oh, you know what? If you want to, here's some aerial footage. That's a shame. That's a shame. You know what? It'd be weird, though,
to be in an island by yourself. Like, just because you've never been on vacation like that.
You know what? I think at first you'd almost feel lightheaded, just like, I'm all alone. And then pretty soon you'd be like, and it's the best!
Because there's high-speed internet. Well, if that wasn't there, then you'd go crazy.
Well, I'd have to bring some books. Slow-speed internet.
Yeah, very slow-speed.
Something.
Back to the original.
They find you years later.
You brought to the actual downloads, which is called the book.
Right.
You're bringing it on.
It looks, I mean, I will say when you go inside, like looking at it, it doesn't look all that spectacular.
It's a house.
Like a house. But gosh, dude.
Location.
You're right, Nikki. It's everything.
There's a salary for the person who takes care of the island. So that's maintenance costs and property tax. The property tax is about $30,000 a year.
Ah, it's not so bad.
But you can make money by renting it out. It's usually about $1,300 a night.
It's got a little dock, so you got to have a boat to get on and off.
Seems like a lot.
That'd be a little annoying. You're like, oh gosh, I forgot the milk.
Get on the boat.
Then you got to get in the car, and then you got to whatever. There's no quick little thing to anywhere. But you know, that's part of what you're paying for.
For your privacy, is that worth it?
Yeah. When you sit down to make a shopping list, I mean, you're going to need to check it twice.
So it's 10 minutes from one of the Keys and then 25 miles from Key West.
Oh, I want this island. Is it too much to ask that I want the $7 million island that's attached to nothing?
Probably.
Is it too much?
A bit much outside of what you're currently dealing with right now, but you can have that as a dream for the future. I'm sure it'll still be for sale, or another island will be for sale.
It's pretty awesome, guys. But that's fine. I'll just stay here in the dark and play music. I like that, too.
This room is like our own island.
It really is. It's just me and Nikki, and we do have high-speed internet.
The Riot.
Pushing people's buttons to get a reaction can actually be very good for society.
Radio U.
For those of you sad, sad people that forgot to text Nikki a happy birthday, we're giving you 24 hours.
For the day after?
Yeah. I mean, just like Washington, Nikki's celebrating her birthday on the Monday after the weekend.
I used to always love it because growing up, when it would fall on President's Day and my birthday, you know, we always got the day off from school.
Oh, I don't want the day off from school when it's my birthday. The day off from work when it's my birthday, yes.
Well, when you were at school, then you missed out the main day of all the attention.
Yeah.
That's true.
Got to wear like the birthday hat or whatever, and you got to, I always loved it. In first grade, she had this birthday train. And when it was your birthday, she took you out of your month and then put you in the engine at the front.
A picture of you or something?
Well, it was like a, yeah, like
your
a
card
drawing.
Or name
it was
thing?
My avatar.
Oh, okay.
And she would take that and it went to the front and it was like the best thing in the world when they put you in the steam train thing at the front.
And that was first grade?
Yeah.
Oh, memories.
That was awesome.
Yes, you can also join us at Radio U Riot if you want to message us on our Facebook page there.
That's all I really remember about my birthday in first grade.
But that's your main memory.
That's my sole birthday memory from first grade. But that's a real one. That's a real one. So, Mrs. Springer, thank you very much for putting me in the driver's seat.
You remember her name? That's impressive.
What's wrong with that?
You remember your teacher's name from first grade?
I could give you my teacher's names from every grade.
Every grade? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, is that a thing?
Well, that you have this selective memory where you're very good at certain things. And like, I might not feel it's important to remember your teachers teachers past.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's other things
that are very important.
You have a harder time remembering because that space in your memory locker is full of other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're onto something there. Just to. If there's anything that's mission critical for this radio station.
Yes, or maybe your life, just very critical.
Just be clear, I don't remember.
But if it's, again, your first grade teacher in the choo-choo train for your birthday thing, you remember that.
I got this. No problem, guys. I got it. Don't worry. So that's where I'm at.
Well, it's nice of you to remember her name.
Yeah, well, it was nice of her to take my little avatar and put it up in the birthday
train
thing.
When it was, on your birthday train.
How exciting was that? So, Tammy says, at least your birthday didn't fall in the summer. I had a teacher that celebrated the half birthdays for anyone in summer.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, because, otherwise you'd be left out. I never thought about that.
Yeah, my cousins, they had their half birthday. They would actually have it in the summer. They were born on December 27th.
Sure.
And so their parents celebrated their half birthday because they felt like they got really ripped off because
from
of Christmas.
Being close to Christmas.
So they would get like birthday presents and all this crap in the summer. And you know, it was interesting to see different members of the family that were on board and then not on board. Like, what? I got to get her a present in the summer now. It's so stupid. Whatever.
So it didn't last as long.
No. So, hey, Tammy, sorry about that.
Yeah.
But at least, you know, it was cool that your teacher celebrated your half birthday.
That's
so you didn't get left out.
Boy, I don't even remember that part. I remember so little from elementary school.
You know what, Nikki, do you remember anything from school at all?
I stopped I had a not wanting to go attitude problem.
Yeah.
Like middle school, high school, definitely. That's when I started acting out on it. I don't remember any of my teachers' names.
So
most I got along with really well. I just don't remember their names.
I mean, you think you did.
No, well, there was my eighth grade teacher I had an issue with, but everybody else was good.
Real
that
talk,
was
guys.
His attitude.
I imagine eighth grade Nikki was a joy to have in class.
What are you talking about?
I'll bet eighth grade Nikki was a joy to have
it was
in
an
the
honor.
Classroom.
You know, an honor to have me in the class.
Absolutely.
If I decided to go, it was an honor.
She was a real contributor.
I was.
She really participated in class discussions about how stupid it was, and how she hated everybody, and how she wasn't going to use any of this anyway. So thanks for coming again today, Nikki.
Yeah,
we hope
you're welcome.
You make it tomorrow.
Thanks so much.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Look, you don't want to be in the mainstream. You want to be the person that's leading the mainstream. People are running to catch up with you, which is why, Nikki, it's time for us to dye your hair.
You want me to dye my hair?
Yep.
It's already
absolutely.
Dyed, though, so what am I supposed to go with?
Well, we're getting the next dye.
The next color?
Yeah. It's called Fire.
Is it red or?
Well, it is, but get a load of this. Now, it's not available yet, but they say that they're in production tests and it should be available. I don't know if it'll be this year or next year or what, but it is a hair dye that reacts to temperature.
Oh, okay.
So like you go outside, it's one color. You come inside, it's another color. Your hair color would change.
That actually sounds fantastic.
That's freaking cool.
So it'd be like, or those glasses that kind of change when you go into inside or outside.
Oh, transition lenses.
Yeah, your hair would do the same.
Yeah, it would. That would be awesome. And, okay, I've realized, like, this is down the line a little bit. This is not where we're at, but I want mood hair.
Mood hair?
Yes, you can tell what, you know, how I'm feeling at any given moment. Like a mood ring, but this works.
So
mood rings
know,
don't work. This
like,
would work.
Hey, don't talk to Obi right now. His hair is showing that he's a little frustrated.
See how red his hair is right now? Don't mess with that guy. See how green it is? He's so happy. he's just so whatever. And it's blue. Oh, he's feeling down.
The problem is with this, it'd have to be they're calling a sharp temperature change.
Well, I mean,
so,
okay, so like the difference in the summer from being outside when it's like 90 degrees.
Would that be sharp enough? And then compared to going inside with air conditioning.
20 degree drop.
Or, as long as that would count as a sharp one.
How about this? You go outside and it's 12 degrees. You come inside and it's 68 degrees.
Yes, that I think would count then.
That's going to make some changes, cause some waves in your hair.
So they have a team of like 7 different semi-permanent hair dyes, and that can change colors.
That's
so like
awesome.
There's a black to crimson, an orange, and that's there's like a silver gray to pink that I would like, or a red to green to blue. So that's what might come out.
I want black to crimson. That's awesome.
That's what you
I'll
want.
Take that right there. Yep. Let's get out the hair dye. You know what, Nikki? Let's just have a little party. We'll come to your place and we'll just have a spa night.
Yes, can we do face masks in our hair?
We could.
And our nails.
We could. I don't see why we couldn't. Somebody tell me why we can't. Oh, no hands going up. It's on. The Riot has a spa night. I haven't done a mask in a while. I think it'd be great.
Well, it'll help with those pores.
Yeah.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know when you hear something that sounds a little fishy, and then it turns out that it is? We shouldn't be surprised. On Friday, we talked about how a guy on, was it Reddit? No, it wasn't Reddit. It was the other one. The other big NeoGAF, that's what it was, who had gotten his Nintendo Switch 2 weeks early.
Yes, he was the one who would not say who was supposedly the person who shipped it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he had one and posted stuff on it.
Says that a retailer had sent it to him early, et cetera, et cetera. Well, here's the thing. He has now come forward and said, well, okay. Like, by retailer, I mean a friend of mine who sold it to me.
And
it turns out that a friend of mine got it from somebody else, and it was, wait for it, shock and surprise, stolen.
No.
So it turns out
I don't believe it. A
shipment of some kind of Nintendo Switches were stolen. So Nintendo contacted him through a third party to inform him that that was a stolen item, et cetera, et cetera. Said that at no point was it threatening or ugly or anything like that.
Was it a case, do you think, of like he did not know until later, or he was very well aware that it was stolen?
No, he says that he had no idea, that he that the person that sold it to him, he trusted them,
sure,
et cetera, et cetera. I will say to you, I have had a similar experience in that a while ago, this has been a while ago, I bought something from a friend of mine when I was in, I think I was in ninth grade, and got this unbelievable deal. It was so exciting, whatever. And then not long after, somebody said to me, like, you know that was stolen. I was like,
No way,
dude. That was not stolen, whatever. And then after a while, I was just like,
yeah,
man, I think they might be right.
Well, if it's too good of a deal, you know it's stolen then.
All right. Well, this guy said that he's returned it, that there hasn't been any kind of like legal this or whatever that.
Yeah, but did they give him his money for what he paid?
No, he's out his money, though he said they did not promise, but they made it sound like after release, they will probably send him an actual Switch.
Well, that's good. I mean, if he really was not aware where it came from, then that's not his fault.
Yeah. So, and Nintendo is saying, they made a statement to IGN saying, look, in fact, here's their statement. Earlier this week, individuals claimed to prematurely purchase a small number of Nintendo Switch systems. Nintendo has determined these units were stolen in an isolated incident by employees of a U.S. distributor, with one system being illegally resold. The individuals have been identified, terminated, and are under investigation by local law enforcement authorities on criminal charges. So, and by terminated, I mean at their jobs.
That means fired.
Not, you know, like Arnold from the future coming back to keep people from selling the Switch illegally.
You know, when you said terminated, I actually just thought fired.
You didn't think?
I did not think Terminator.
You didn't see like cyborg from the future coming back?
No.
Okay.
Maybe some people did, but I don't think most of us did.
It's the difference between us.
Yeah.
It's the worst of the Riot, because calling it the best of the Riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Here's what I figured out about myself. There are two times in my life when I have to be the absolute most careful about what I do. The first time is when I'm feeling really bad, like maybe super depressed or whatever, all that stuff. It's very easy for me to do something stupid. There's another time, though, and that's when I feel really, really good. Because if I feel really, really good, that's also a time when I am primed to do something really stupid. Because, you know, when you're feeling bad, you're like, I'm so sad. I'll do anything to feel better, whatever. There's that. But then when you're feeling good, you're like, I can do whatever I want. I feel great right now. The carry away lesson here is we can't trust how we feel. Because you know what? In reality, like the world, on the day I feel super good and the day I feel super bad, it's the same world. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed on those days is how I feel about those days.
And our emotions can drive us to do some things we would not want to do.
Stupid stuff. Your emotions are up and down. You got to find something that is constant. And that, I'll have to tell you, is where my relationship with God really does come into play. I take time every single day and spend time with God. And on the days that I'm feeling really bad, I don't want to. And on the days that I'm feeling really good, I don't want to. Because I actually think, I don't need this. On the bad days, I'm like, this won't help. And on the good days, I think I don't need it. But the reality of it is, I need God every single day, no matter how I feel. Because you know what? That guy, he evens me out. God helps me make better choices on the days when I think nothing can go wrong and on the days when I think nothing can go right. God is a constant reminder to me and helps me make better choices. And I know I'm not alone. I know that you got up this morning and you feel a certain way and you think the way you feel defines everything. It doesn't have to. I'm not saying you might not keep feeling that way, but you don't have to let your feelings make you go off and do something really stupid. You can actually be the boss of them. Let God help you. Just say, Jesus, I know I need you. I feel this way. I know I'm not right. Show me something better. Come into my life. Teach me how to live and help me. And God will do that, man. Take some time. Talk to him today. Figure out why you feel the way you feel. Ask him for help with it. He will.
Want to shove the riot in your pocket and make them talk on demand?
Blah, blah, blah.
The Worst of the Riot is now a daily podcast.
Now let's get this on the internet immediately.
Download it now or listen through the Radio U app.
During the Christmas holiday, I was subjected to something that no one should be subjected to. I saw the Grumpy Cat Christmas movie.
That's because you had family coming to town.
Sure did. Sure did.
Who wanted to watch it?
Yes, they did, Nikki. And so I saw it. And there's a reason why I don't think they run it on Lifetime anymore. And it's a dollar on DVD.
Sure.
Because that's the other thing. We didn't have it on Blu-ray. We watched it on DVD. We were watching it in 480p. Are you for real right now?
That's even worse.
Are you for real right now? So I've seen it. Not proud of it, but I've seen it. And my thought was, honestly, that Grumpy Cat, that's like over, right?
I think so. I mean, it's not been popular for quite some time. There's a lot of other grumpy animals out there.
Oh, come on.
He's not the only one.
Yeah. I know a couple grumpy animals around here.
Not in this room, any names.
No names were mentioned.
But there's lots of other animals that you can follow that kind of have that funny look and angry look to their face.
Well, how about this? Grumpy Cat getting together with another cat.
See, now they got to bring in the new hotness.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the new hotness, Nikki. It's the old hotness.
What is it?
It's the ancient hotness. If we wanted to talk about another Grumpy Cat, not capital G, but little G, little C, another Grumpy Cat that has been popular on varying levels for many, many years, who would it be?
At first I was like, you mean Garfield?
Hates Mondays. Loves lasagna.
Something like that. Yeah. Was he just always a comic character? Was he a cartoon character that they did comics from?
Comics first. And then Jim Davis just spun Garfield into every single possible
merchandise opportunity. Yeah. Yep.
And I mean, Garfield, that they keep going back to that well, because it's like every couple of years there will be a new animated show. And there was like a CGI one, I think, a couple years ago. I've seen episodes of it because I hate myself and I love to, torture myself.
Subject yourself to that.
Various kinds of animation and such. So, so there is going to be a Grumpy Cat Garfield crossover special.
And this will be on which network?
This is going to be on, Did I say cartoon special?
Yeah.
Okay, I said it wrong. Comic book special.
Comic book. Oh, okay.
So you're going to be able to grab yourselves
A comic.
It's going to be about Garfield and Grumpy
Cat. And Grumpy Cat.
That's right. So.
Well, put that on the list.
Yeah.
Things I don't want.
You're feeling it, huh? You getting excited? You getting excited right now, Nikki?
You know, I wasn't even excited when you were talking about it and I thought it was going to be a movie, but then I realized I could be even less excited when you said it was a comic book crossover.
I just want you to know.
Like, there's even one step lower I didn't think you could go to.
Don't ever think that you couldn't possibly be less excited. Yes. Because you always can be.
There's a chance, and we experienced it right there.
You're like, oh, we're at the bottom of the barrel. Did you know the barrel has a sub-basement? Come on down. It's through this trap door. It gets worse.
It's where the comic books are.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Swear to me!
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Over the weekend, I participated in the American Lung
Association
Fight for Air Climb.
Yes, which are vertical climbs up buildings through different cities around the country.
You climb up there. Usually, at least in Columbus, it's the emergency staircase that would be like the fire escape, basically, in the middle of the building. So it was 40 floors, 880 steps. And you know what? I set a personal record this time around.
Yay! Way to go!
I did it in 9 minutes and 35 seconds.
Do you feel like you trained more or less or just about the same?
See, it depends on how you look at it. I have a new regimen daily that I do. And so I exercise 6 days a week. Not that you know to look at me. Thank you.
You don't always have to say that.
I'm just making sure that people get the proper idea.
Shocked, then.
So I exercise usually 6 days a week, which means that I have done more running and lifting this year than ever, though I feel like I've spent less time on the stair machine.
Sure, but overall, you've been more fit.
Right. I guess,
which helps.
I guess so. So I shaved about 15 seconds off my best time, which is good. Though I will tell you, I have exercise-induced asthma. It only happens during a fight for air climb.
Sure.
Like, I don't have this problem. Like, I've run half marathons. I can do whatever. No problem. But there's something about this.
It's, if you've never had it before, it's so, so weird. You basically can't stop coughing.
Yes.
I've only had it when I had to sprint from one side of the Atlanta airport to the other side to get a plane.
Okay, sure.
But you get it and you just can't.
You can't stop
this weird cough.
Yeah, it's rough. And here's, okay, I love this. So the first year I did it, I had this big problem. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It shouldn't be, but like so embarrassing. There are medics up there and they're like, we need you to sit down. We're going to do whatever. I'm like, no, just leave me. So then the last 2 years, I started taking my inhaler with me, which I did this time too. So I had an inhaler at the top and I was fine. But this year I had my inhaler. I mean, it may have helped.
But it wasn't.
Sure didn't seem to.
Wasn't enough, quite fast enough.
And so I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, after the stairwell and the top floor, the air quality is just really bad up here. I've got to get downstairs where I can get a bunch of fresh air and I'll be fine. And so you're sitting there, you're trying to like not choke, and I'm just taking these shallow breaths.
And people are just looking at you, and I'm just like, please don't.
Dude, get me on the elevator. So I finally get in the elevator. It's 40 floors down, right? So we go down 20 floors, we pick up somebody, and the whole time I'm in the elevator just trying to take short breaths, relax, it's going to be fine, and I'm coughing, I'm embarrassed, honestly. So then somebody gets on the 20th floor, and guess what happens after that? For reasons none of us understand, the elevator stops at every single floor between 20 and 1.
I'd be panicking.
You got to hold it together. You've got to hold it together. And then by the time we got downstairs and I could get some real good fresh air, I was fine.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I got down there, I mean, I still did a lot of coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the pictures I posted on our Facebook page, if you look at the top one where we're in a group photo and I look kind of bad. It's more than the exercise. Like I was still in the middle of
mostly
feeling very bad.
Sure.
But I'm like, hey, Team Radio U, don't go anywhere. Let's all get our picture taken.
Come closer to me.
I'm fine.
I'm not coughing. But you had you weren't coughing last week, but I think you had something sinus infection wise or nose wise. So
I've had some whatever's.
Maybe that
maybe didn't help.
Yeah, maybe did not help the situation.
But I did it, and you know what? Again, I didn't think when I was doing it, I didn't feel like I was doing that well.
Mm-hmm.
And then to find out that I had actually beat my like had my best time. That's kind of cool.
Very
right?
good job.
So it's over, and I'll tell you what, I'm not getting on the stair machine until January of 18. So eat it, stair machine. We are done.
You really taught it a lesson.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
Dude, I am still stupid excited about the Horizon Zero Dawn reviews. That embargo lifted today. So if you've got a PlayStation 4, I've been waiting on this game since E3 last year. I got a gift card that's ready to spend. Let's get that game over here.
But it's coming soon, but at least
next
now you
Tuesday.
Can start looking at the reviews, which is what he's been doing today.
Yes, I'm trying not to. I'm trying to stay focused on what's important, which is obviously the show. That's the really important thing.
It's a very hard line because the show
takes
like
me places where they're talking about.
And you
it.
Could make the game work with the show.
It's going to be on the show, Nikki.
So
when we get
hard.
It, we going to be talking about it.
Sounds good.
Don't you worry. We going to talk about it. speaking of things to talk about, Nikki, you want to be successful.
I do.
I think it was 2 weeks ago that you flirted with the idea of the 4 a.m. workout wake up call.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And we did that because we hear that's what successful people do.
Well, you want to try to make sure you're making the best choices for the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And people would always say, you know, you might have a different time depending on when you wake up.
Right.
For us, we get up early. So they always say, well, you're up early. So you make it 4 a.m. that you actually get up,
mm-hmm.
get a lot of stuff done that you might not ever have time to do during the day. Because by the end of the day, you're so busy and tired, you don't do it.
Right. Well,
mostly working out.
Yeah.
But there are some other business sides of things that they put towards it.
Well, Nikki, I got another article here that'll give you the three things you need to do in the morning to be a very successful person. In fact, if you leave, the headline is the 3-step checklist that wildly successful wealthy people do
in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get can we get a bell just to see if we actually do any of this stuff?
Let's see. Do we have the bell? Oh, only successful people have the bell.
They do. You get the buzzer.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. First things first, make a to-do list.
Before breakfast?
Before
you
breakfast,
get up?
They say as soon as you wake up, you gotta set your goals for the day.
Yeah, all right.
What are your goals for today?
I have heard people say that before. You're supposed to get up, write out your things, and then be off and running with it.
All right. Number two, listen to an uplifting. So is that a ding or a buzz?
That's a no. We don't get that. That's a buzz.
That's the wrong thing. We're not
doing that.
No, okay.
I mean, I have my to-do list like already of my set things.
Right. Yes, I mean your daily disciplines.
My daily list.
Yeah, so I mean there's
calendar.
That.
So technically we have one done.
So, I mean, it's kind of...
We're just not doing a new one every day.
Yeah, I mean, who's got time for that? Really?
What's the second one?
Second one is they listen to an uplifting playlist. They say that people find music that helps them prepare themselves for the day.
Sure.
And they do that. Just to be clear, yeah. We've got it right here.
We are the uplifting playlist. Isn't that nice? But it's hard because we're not that to ourselves when we get up in the morning. But for you guys, we are.
Whatever. Every time we play Chariots, what do I say?
I love this song.
Boom!
I'm uplifted by this song.
I'm uplifted by Paper Out Chariots. See? Done.
But you had your breakfast already.
Crap, you're right.
So this is hard to get it done
early
enough.
Jokes on you, I haven't had breakfast yet.
Yeah,
I've been up for 4 or 5 hours, haven't had breakfast. I still have plenty of time to get this list
okay,
done.
Okay, fine.
See,
look,
I have my breakfast right here.
You do?
I just haven't eaten it yet. It comes in a box and it's microwavable, which I'm sure is the kind of breakfast that wealthy people use.
A rich businessman would want, or person or woman, yeah.
And finally, here's number three. You ready? They read inspirational quotes.
Oh my gosh, there's so much to do before you get, like, that's a lot.
Nikki, what you need is an achievement station, all right? So,
like your desk.
So, no, you go into the bathroom, and while you're oil pulling, you sit down and you make your list.
Yeah.
You're making your list while your uplifting
music is playing.
And then you have a couple of inspirational quotes on the wall.
That I'm reading on post-it notes that are just put throughout the bathroom.
Right.
This is why you have to get up at 4. I can't get all that stuff done.
It's a lot of stuff to do.
I don't even have enough time to put on my eyeliner most days or brush my hair. So,
you know, I hit the snooze alarm 3 times a day and looked out the window and saw how foggy it was. And I was like, I got to leave right now.
I got to go.
I have to go now. That's why I haven't had anything to eat. I'm surprised I even had coffee. It was rough.
So maybe maybe not. We'll be on our path to a successful business life with lots of money.
Man, I burn all my energy before I even had breakfast.
Well, that would all put me in a bad mood because, man, that's work. That's work before the work.
Because you're up early, you won't be angry. You'll be happy.
No, I'll still get angry. I'll get moody.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
I know it's a metaphor, but I do like honey.
Yes, yes.
Just honey. There was a time when you were against honey, but now you just be putting it in stuff.
No, it's just because it's like, some say it's bee throw up, some say it's not.
The difference between regurgitation and throw up.
Yeah, so like it's not pleasant. I don't like what honey is. But
you just got to stop thinking about it.
Yeah, which is what we have to do with everything. just do it.
I feel like brings us to the next item up for bids here. Mm. Nikki and I had this on Friday, and we didn't get to it, and I've been hanging on to it because I wanted to talk about it again. Dulles, it's an international airport.
Yeah.
And they had someone that flew in from Mongolia. And this lady came in. She had 42 pounds of horse meat. Now, that's not a metaphor.
No, like actual horse meat, bringing it in different packaging.
She had it in several juice boxes. And there was 3 liters of yak milk too. That's not refrigerated.
Well, I don't think it has to be cold.
Maybe the yak milk doesn't, but that meat needs to.
Well, I think they just pray for the best.
We're looking at the meat. Like, do you think maybe this was cooked?
Probably. Maybe that's it. But you're not allowed to bring horse meat into the United States.
No, you're not. The big concern, and I actually thought, I'm like, you know what?
Should we
really be,
policing this?
Because this is culturally insensitive. They're like, these people want to eat horse. We're not letting them eat horse. What kind of people are we to judge them on their horse meat thing? But there's a concern because of the lack of regulation on food in Mongolia. There's concern that hoof and mouth disease can spread through this meat that they're bringing into the country, which is why they took 42 pounds of horse meat
from this person
and threw it in the incinerator.
That's why you're just flying and you don't know what's going on with the person next to you.
You have no idea.
You haven't gotten to customs yet. You just know something's going to happen. And you're behind. Well, no. Traditionally, though, if you're going into the country, you're in a different line if they're coming from Mongolia and they're from there. So
right. As a U.S. citizen, you're in a different line.
Section, but if they were trying to get back in and they were U.S. citizens, then you would have trouble.
Yeah, but think about this, all right? Over the weekend, you were at Dulles, you flew whatever, and you're like, what is that smell?
What is that?
Like, what is that smell? Apparently, and this is the part that really got me, is that if you worked in customs, the customs department, they have an incinerator there.
Yeah, they got to get rid of it.
So they can throw stuff in there and it all burns up.
Yes. And you also have to just be aware that horse meat and yak milk is stuff. So like if you're ever going to go to Mongolia or other places, that's something.
What? Like you're going to be fed that while you're there?
It could be. You're like, wait, which type of milk is this? Yeah. I'm just as freaked out about the yak milk as I am the horse meat. Oh, it all just worries me.
The yak milk thing to me, I'm not saying I want it, but that doesn't bother me so much for two reasons. One, the yak did not die to give me the milk. You know, I don't have any positive feelings about yaks or whatever.
I don't even know much about yaks.
And two, like, when you guys think about how freaking weird cow milk is, I mean, we drink milk from cows. This cow is manufacturing something that's designed for baby cows. And we're like, I'll have a little bit of that.
I'll take some. Would you put some strawberry chocolate flavoring in it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to enslave your entire race and force you to make this delicious item for me that I'm then going to sell and not share any of the profits with you. Hey, everybody, come and buy this.
Okay, so the horse meat, though, is more bothersome.
Well, just because, horses... powerful,
meat,
majestic animals, et cetera, et cetera. The cow, man, run that thing through the grinder. I'll take a burger, but the horse, come on. It's totally different.
How could you kill it with that just lovely hair flowing in the wind?
No. But yeah, the cow, it had it coming anyway. Did you see the way it looked at me?
The Riot is the radio equivalent of Taco Bell meat. Radio U.
I want to say hi to Dana. Dana Nikki is responsible for the following follow-up.
Yeah?
Yeah, she just messaged us on Facebook to let us know that Hitler's phone, remember us talking about Hitler's phone?
We did a while ago.
It sold.
Okay.
Now, I said that that would have been the perfect gift for a certain special someone's birthday.
And I said no, and that's weird, and I don't like it. And since my birthday's passed, you didn't give me anything like that.
Well, I mean, I got you something.
You did. You got me Mario Galaxy 2.
But it's true that I didn't purchase you any Nazi memorabilia.
Thank you. Again, really uncomfortable with it.
Your birthday. The phone sold for, well, how much do you think it sold for? Because originally they were talking, I think it started at $80,000. I haven't double checked that, but that's what I think it was.
I don't know, because when we were talking about it, I find Nazi memorabilia or memorabilia of that kind to be obviously very offensive, but there's people that collect it like you would not believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know.
It is
I don't know why they collect it, but it's a historical item.
Yeah, it's a historical artifact. This was, I mean, it's weird. I get it, but this was Hitler's phone.
But you tend to find people who collect it for private collections. I have a more problem with that than someone collecting it for like a museum towards an exhibit, sort of stuff.
That's true. But then again, these private collections typically end up being sent to a museum eventually.
Yes.
So the human desire to curate is where museums come from in the first place.
Yes. But this one makes me nervous.
I don't like this one. So,
but I would say maybe $100,000 to $150,000.
$243,000
for the phone. This is weird.
It is crazy.
It's uncomfortable.
Yes, it is.
Even if you gave me any phone for my birthday, I'd be uncomfortable, but especially that one.
The item was given to British officer Sir Ralph Rayner, who handed it down to his son, Rainolf Rayner, after his death. On May 5th, 1945, the day after the Germans surrendered, Rayner was ordered by Field Marshal Bernard Montgomery to make contact with the Russians in Berlin. Because remember, the Allies all met in the middle. And Russia was part of the Allies. He said that his Russian hosts were pleased to hand him... Oh, no. Let me go back. They gave him a telephone that belonged to Eva Braun. It's kind of like a spoils of war kind of thing. And he was like, no, I'd rather have a red phone. He said it was a joke. Said a couple minutes later, they came out with
this red phone. And that was his.
Hitler's phone.
Because it had his name on it, right? You say something like that?
Well, it has a Nazi with a swastika on it. And I can't remember what's the other thing.
I thought you said
there
was something like it had its name, like someone else was taking it.
So.
Remember that? Or never mind.
I don't.
That might have been some other thing we talked about.
It could have been. So he said a lot of people feel kind of the way you have about it. But he said, look, my dad never saw this as a relic of Hitler's glory days, but a battered remnant of defeat. So his dad saw it as like a, yeah, and I stole his phone.
Yes, but that was him. The person buying it, they're not saying that.
I don't know the answer to that. So there you have it. Thank you again, Dana. Remember, anytime that you see something, you think, oh, the riot should blank. You can always send it to us on Facebook, Twitter. You can text it to us, 877-2-RADIO.
You guys always send some good ones. Some things we missed, totally.
Yeah, well, I missed that selling over the weekend. So thanks, Dana.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
When you said chocolate biscuit, my mind was awake with possibilities.